Ouais, 3. Vous écoutez Show pour le Monstone sur les ondes de CKUT 90,3 FM.
We are starting the straighten up and fly right maneuver, where the spacecraft will jettison the entry balance masses in preparation for parachute deploy and to roll over to give the radar a better look at the ground.
Applicate indicate chute deploy.
The navigation has confirmed that the parachute has deployed and we are seeing significant deceleration in the velocity. Our current velocity is 430 meters per second at an altitude of about 12 kilometers from the surface of Mars.
Heat shield set.
Perseverance has now slowed to subsonic speeds and the heat shield has been separated. This allows both the radar and the cameras to get their first look at the surface. Current velocity is 145 meters per second at an altitude of about 9.5 kilometers above the surface.
Nav filter converge. Velocity solution 3.3 meters per second. Altitude 7.4 kilometers.
Now has radar lock on the ground. Current velocity is about 100 meters per second. 6.6 kilometers of the surface. Perseverance is continuing to descend on the parachute. We're coming on the initialization of terrain relative navigation and subsequently the timing of the landing engine. Our current velocity is about 90 meters per second at an altitude of 4.2 kilometers. We have confirmation that the lander vision system has produced a valid solution in part of terrain relative navigation.
Grinding.
EVA is nominal.
We have timing of the landing engine.
Back shell set.
Current velocity is 83 meters per second at about 2.6 kilometers from the surface of Mars. We have confirmation that the back shell has separated. We are currently performing the divert maneuver. Current velocity is about 75 meters per second at an altitude of about a kilometer off the surface of Mars.
TRN, safety Bravo.
We have completed our terrain relative navigation. Current speed is about 30 meters per second, altitude of about 300 meters off the surface of Mars. We have started our constant velocity accordion, which means we are conducting the sky plane, maneuver. Sky plane maneuver has started. About 20 meters off the surface.
Getting signals from MRO. Tango
Delta. Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Bonsoir tout le monde, vous écoutez Show pour le Monstone, Hugo Léger au microphone avec vous pour cette deuxième heure. On va quitter Mars pour aller sur Nibaldi Isle avec Kenny Clark, Andrew Cyril, Milford Graves et Famoudou Don Moy. Bonne écoute! On va maintenant écouter une pièce composée en 1985 qui s'appelle Triptychon. Ça a été composé par Pelle Gudmundsen Holmgren en collaboration avec le percussionniste Gert Mortensen. La version qu'on va entendre est enregistrée par l'Orchestre national du Danemark en 1988. On va commencer avec la première partie qui s'appelle Triptychon 1 et ça contient les instruments à vent de l'orchestre et les percussions métal.
Thank you.
On va maintenant continuer avec la deuxième partie de Triptychon, qui est composée pour les instruments à cordes et les percussions de bois. Ensuite de ça, on va écouter la troisième partie, qui contient tous les instruments de l'orchestre. Bonne écoute!
Thank you. Thank you.
On va terminer cette émission tout en percussion avec la pièce Third Construction de John Cage, qui est issue de l'album Cage The Works for Percussion Volume 2. Et ça a été enregistré par Third Coast Percussion, Greg Bayer et Ross Kerr en 2012. Bonne écoute et à dans deux semaines!
CKUT.ca.
Probablement la deuxième plus importante après Christian Vander est Klaus Brankowitz. J'aimerais que vous m'en parliez.
So Phil Niblock, you've been writing new work for organ.
You are well known as a drone music composer, but then you got this commission from acoustic organist who wanted him to write a work for organ. Can you talk about that work?
It was a commission from the Musica Festival in Strasbourg, France. But we recorded in the cathedral in Mons, Belgium, with this incredible organist, Hampus Lindvall, who's actually from Stockholm, but he lived in Paris for about 15 years. Now he's living in Brussels. So we're sort of collaborating. And he also was a friend of this label who wanted to issue the record. And so it's out. We actually recorded the material playing the concert on September 23rd. The concert was September 26th, and the record was out by after Christmas.
Wow, this is fast.
So it was very, very fast getting it done. So.
I heard this work, Phil Niblock, is a little bit different from what we are used to hear from you.
It's even a little bit different than I would have done it myself, but that's the way it goes. The guy is actually a very aggressive musician, so he played much more than I would have played. I would have made it much more spare than that. So. But he was working from a score, not anything else. Oh, that's it. Good.